2206, Gary Lee, seeks variances from the side yard and rear yard setback requirements for a proposed structure. Section 115-25 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the east side of Duane Drive. The 911 address is 31811 Duane Drive in Frankfurt. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 134, Map 10, Parcel 272. And this was left open for the applicant to submit a plan showing the drainage field and the proposed location of the pole building.
And it was not closed for that. It was left open for that to be provided. We have received that. It was in your packet. But we do, the hearing is not, we left the record open so that the board could ask questions of the applicant pertaining to that, as well as if there were comments from the public about that that could be addressed. I do note that we received one letter that came about related to that from someone who could not be here. So that is in the record as well. I believe you all have that in front of you. With that in mind, I do see we have a gentleman at the dais, and I'll have him sworn in, if that's all right, Mr. Chairman. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gary Lee.
You need to turn your microphone on, sir. There you go. Thank you.
Gary Lee, 31811 Duane Drive, Frankfurt, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And as a preliminary matter, before we get started with the testimony, Ms. Norwood, I recall at our last meeting, it had been brought, I believe Mr. King brought it up, that there likely be a need for a special use exception. Did we ever get an application for that? I noticed it was not advertised for that, but I want to make sure there was no application that had been submitted.
I spoke to Mr. Lee, and he was not pursuing that at this time.
Okay, very good. Well, we can ask him questions on that. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are there any questions from the board on the survey, or new survey?
Who did the survey for the drain field?
Scaled Engineering. They're the soil scientists, I guess.
Did you provide a copy of their?
The
one we have here isn't marked by anyone.
Oh, okay. I do have some documents from them, but I didn't know I had to submit. I mean, I do have, their credentials and everything.
I don't know if you've had time to read the letter in opposition recently. There's a couple points that they make. They're saying it's more of a want rather than a need. Could you respond to that?
Yeah, absolutely. as I noted, I'm expanding the size of the drain field to 4-bedroom because my house is a 4-bedroom. And I am using the smallest compacted drain field that they have. It's called a peat system. And they still need this much room on the diagram to get it to fit. And if I didn't have the right setback, it would intrude onto the drain field. And then if I didn't have the rear setback, I think I wouldn't be able to get into the building, And if I turned the building 90 degrees, I wouldn't be able to have an entrance into the structure except for on the smaller side. You know, I wouldn't be able to make a U-turn to get into it. the smallest drain field that they can come up with. And that's not even a conventional drain field. That's something where they put peat moss inside concrete containers. And I guess they use it when people have smaller lots, I guess,
Chairman, would, I know the applicant said he had not had a chance to look at that opposition letter. What's that? Oh, it's up there. Would you like a minute to look at that? There was an attachment that went with it.
Sure.
All right. Here, I can give you my copy if you'd like, if you can return it when you're done.
If you would, I can.
That's where I'm confused.
I'm sorry, I guess I should have.
This is absolutely the most compact option I have.
So the attachment to the letter that shows this plan from 2005, is that, so that's the drain field. I see the septic tank, and then there's some, the vertical lines behind that. That's the drain field, right?
Yeah.
So that's your, is that still the current drain field?
Correct.
So your plan, I think you may have talked about that last time, is to put in a whole new system where that drain field will be.
Correct.
You'll have this new system.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you need any other kind of certification that,
I guess,
I know it's a little late, but.
I think, so the drain, it is possible to have a larger drain field on this lot if there wasn't the pole barn, which you have right now, but I guess when you say the lot's not big enough for the size drain field.
Issue is, I guess,
pole barn was there.
I don't know. I don't want to blame it all on the Amish tradesman, but, you know, nobody once told me anything about a drain field. I mean, I just bought the house, and I didn't even want to buy the house unless I could build the building. And then I'm learning as I'm going. I tried to ask all the questions, you know, and they said, oh, yeah, you can put the building up. Your septic fields or your septic system's not in the way. Nobody once, you know, told me I'd have issues with drain field. And then I pay for the building. The materials in my driveway, I've owned the materials for almost a year. So it's not like, you know, it's easily reversible.
Right. So the when you discovered the issue with the current drain field, did anyone tell you how big a pole barn you could build with the drain field as it is now?
It was never just in that sequence. No, it was basically. Every solution possible. said, well, if you variance, you know.
Mr. Lee, will you hit your microphone again?
I don't see any updated paperwork there that you handed us with the drain field on it. So who approved, or who, I guess, who approved this kind of drain field for you?
Scaled Engineering.
But is there any updated paperwork? We gave you a couple weeks to kind of update it. That's all from January 2026.
It was since the last hearing, like after the hearing, I called them and that's what they drew.
They drew this for you here?
The last, the one document. Correct. That was drawn, I mean, the Monday after the hearing, or the Tuesday after the hearing.
Usually they just put their stamp on it, correct?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
I can get all that stuff. I don't know why they didn't do it.
So, I'm looking at chronological here. Did you realize there was a drain field issue first with this, and then what came first?
I was looking for a house that I could build this size building, and the realtors asked whoever. I even asked, you know, construction people, and I never had, you know, anybody tell me anything about, you know, you got to check the drain field. And like I said, I paid money for the building. The materials were dropped off, and they were about to construct it. And then that's when they said, hey, we got a problem with the drain field.
So you had professionals out there, and they had no idea there was a drain field out there.
It was, the Amish tradesmen are in that business, and you know, that's honestly how it happened. I don't even know if I would have bought the house if I knew I couldn't do it.
Mr. Lee, when did you buy your property?
Almost a year ago, July 7th of 25.
Because when you bought it, did you get notice that there was a septic system on the property?
Oh, yeah.
And you had a chance to inspect that? Because that's a Delaware law that you have a right to inspection of that when you buy a house that has a septic.
Yeah, they made it you know, clear and that it was inspected, it was functioning and everything.
Okay. All right. The
only thing that I got from that was I knew that I had a four-bedroom house, and why isn't it listed as a four-bedroom house? And I was curious, and I learned that, you know.
Well, it looks to me like what you're proposing to do with the peat moss system actually affords you significantly more space in your rear yard than your current septic system. Am I correct there?
Yeah.
Okay. So this actually gives you more room of which to do things.
Absolutely.
When I look at what you've proposed, I'm curious as to why the proposed pole building could not be moved farther off of the rear property line. Can you explain that for me?
Well,
I mean, why can't it comply is a better question.
I could potentially come, you guys were saying it's 30 feet off the back with that size building, and I have a propane tank there, so.
No, I don't believe it's a 30-foot setback.
20 feet from there.
Is it 20? Yeah,
it's 20 feet. You're currently proposing it to be 6.1, and when I look at this, you've got a lot of room between that edge, the edge of the western edge of that pole building and the propane tank. I mean, it looks like you could fit another one and a half of these between there. Is there?
That's drawn up on the 5-foot or 6-foot right setback. If I come off.
I'm not talking the side right now. I'm just talking the rear. We'll get to the side in a minute. I just want to know why it has to be so close to the rear line.
Well, the entrance of the building is going to be in the front, the long part. And, you know, I would have to make a hard left and then get real. The driveway would have to be very close to the propane tank. if I don't get the right setback, it pushes it way over and they can't even do the drain field.
What kind of vehicles is it that you would need that much room to come around there and get into the building?
Just standard size, you know, classic cars.
Just from the drawing as to scale, it looks like there would be plenty of room to have a driveway going back there and turn around and back in or whatever you were trying to do.
Well, be tight, you know, with the driveway, and the building has a, you know, like a little sidewalk and awning.
Well, I mean, I guess I look at it. You're 6.1 feet from the rear property line is proposed. So you would have to come in another 13.9 feet. That's not that far when you consider a drive aisle. And if you had to go up your driveway and then just do a waggle, I'm struggling to see why the rear yard setback would
be. To be honest with you, the rear
setback. Is there some other physical feature here that makes that why it's got to be back so far?
Well, it's mainly to give me room to utilize the front of the building, but the biggest one is the right setback.
Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, okay. I mean, just telling you.
There's two different things that you've asked for. One is the side and one is the rear. I'm focusing right now on the rear.
Okay.
Because
I thought it went to 30. If it was 20, I mean, it's...
This is a rectangular lot, and you have a much smaller drain field than what you're proposing for your drain field is actually gives you much more of a building envelope with which to work than what you had previously. And part of this is you have an exceptionally long lot. I mean, it's almost 250 feet deep. So that's why I'm looking at the rear going, why can't that be pulled off of the rear? We can talk about the side yard in a minute, but the rear is the one that jumps out at me just looking at this going, is there something between where your propane tank is and the rear of that pole building that presents some sort of are there trees? Are there underground utilities? You know, what is there that would prohibit from the property itself that would prohibit that from being pushed closer to the house?
Right. I mean, honestly, it would be less ideal, but if 20 feet was a setback, I mean, that's doable.
Okay.
I thought it was 30.
Okay. That's you know, that's fair understanding. So what you're saying is if it's 20 feet, you believe you could pull that to be in compliance with the rear yard then? And you don't think there's any physical prohibition from you being able to do that and be able to use it for your proposed use?
Yeah, not to my knowledge.
Okay, all right. So we addressed the rear yard then, so that one would not be needed. The side yard is the next one because it is, as you noted, closer to the side yard. And I think your testimony was it needs to be at least 10 feet from the drain field, which your site plan here shows that it would be 10 feet from that drain field. Is that correct? All right. Is there a reason why the pole building itself could not be turned the 90 degrees and have the doors, because we've seen these, the doors on the narrow end rather than the wider end?
It's kind of like if I didn't get the setback, then and it was 90 degrees, I guess it just wouldn't be very useful to me if I only could get in the end of the building.
Well, you're proposing to use it for vehicles, are you not?
Yeah.
Okay. And my recollection was you had classic cars that you wanted to park there.
Yes, sir.
Presumably, perhaps tinker with at times.
Yeah, you know, just maintenance.
Okay. We have seen folks that have come with garages on lots smaller than this that have parked them, you know, one behind the other. So rather than maybe a four-bay door garage, it'd be a two-bay door garage, but you'd have two vehicles. Is that something you looked at? And if so, why would not work?
I guess technically it would work, but it'd be kind of silly to me to have that big a building and only have access in one end. It would limit me to, you know, use the building to kind of how I had it envisioned. I'd have to move everything on occasion, you know, just to get out from one end. I had the cars at the other end.
Have you had a chance to look at the letter, the
opposition? Yeah, I did.
What are your, you know, the opposition's raised concerns about the size and the scope of it? I know we somewhat addressed that at the last meeting, but I want to give you an opportunity to address that concern. I don't think I've heard you address that yet.
Well, the honesty is just a neighborhood curmudgeon, and he lives so far away from me, he can't even see my house. And I don't think I have a bearing. I don't think I would really have that much impact on the guy. You know, I don't want to badmouth the guy, but I've asked other neighbors, and he's the guy that won't pay for the snow plow, you know, when everybody else pitches in $40 in the winter. Says they didn't do a good job. I'm paying $20. It's in everybody's business. All my immediate neighbors are very nice people, and I've gotten to know them, and they said, you know, that's why they moved there, because there was no HOA.
Now, I recall last time at the meeting, if I remember correctly, you had asked them about putting a pole barn out there, but you had not discussed the actual size with your neighbor.
Well, I have with a few, because they see the mountain of material I have in my driveway.
I know this was mentioned in the previous hearing, but what is the size of the building?
40 by 60. It's 2,400 square feet.
There will be no bathroom or anything going in that?
And the house is 2,700 square feet. But, you know, not that aesthetics matter, but I think the neighborhood would be happier if I did get a variance and it was pushed back, and you wouldn't even know it was mine, really. They would think it's the farm's. It's a very nice-looking barn, and, you know, I'm trying to do this so I don't have anything outside, and, you know, I'm not trying to junk up the neighborhood or, you know, do any, you know, work a business out of it. I'm just trying to have a nice place to utilize, to even have, you know, cookouts and stuff, and people to, you know, have another space to hang out. I didn't really think a variance would be that big a thing. You know, I've already gotten the okay to build the thing. I don't know why.
Well,
neighbor would care that they, you know, where I put it.
Well, sir, I think the issue is that you have five standards to meet, and if you fail in any one of them, you don't get the variance.
Right.
It's a very strong standard that you have to meet. One of those is that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that it also won't be a derogation. It basically won't
degrade the value of the neighborhood.
Well, not so much that, but it won't affect county zoning regulations. So, you know, if you get this, then does your neighbor get the same thing? And then it's like, well, why do we have the setback?
Right.
You mentioned that you think it would kind of look like it's on the farm adjacent to it. Mr. Norwood, is there a buffer between this neighborhood? Because I'm looking at the tax map, and I don't see a landscape buffer that we would normally see with. I know we didn't have that with a lot of older communities. And with this one not having an HOA, I suspect it probably does not.
All I see is corn. The
Well, I understand it's corn, but agricultural lands, as you know, in this county are probably obscene. They, you know, they can change over time.
Sure.
And these buildings are often built to last a long time.
It does not appear to have a buffer.
Okay. One question I did have before I forget the thought. You may have heard me ask Ms. Norwood earlier if you were going to plan to file a special use exception, and she's indicated that you have not. Is that the case? You don't plan to file a special use exception if the board...
Maybe when I retire. It's basically a second home, mm-hmm. and I'm probably not going to even move my stuff in there for 4 or 5 years. It's like I'd rather be employed and kind of get things in order, better retire and not have the funds to do it. So I didn't think I really needed it right now. I'm not even going to put my cars in it.
Well, one of the standards is that, you know, it has to be necessary to afford reasonable use of the property. It's a standard you have to meet. And that, are you saying you don't need this structure?
No, I'm not saying that, because I paid for it. I'm just saying
your plan
I didn't need the special use permit yet because I didn't think I'd cross that bridge yet.
Okay, all right. So you're not planning to put the number of cars that are more than four vehicles in there at this time?
Correct.
Okay, very good. I just want to make sure we had that clarified that for the record. Okay.
Any other questions from the board? Sharp, any more questions?
I have nothing further at this time, Mr. Chairman.
You want to have a seat right in the front.
Okay.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 132206? Would you like to speak? Okay, just in favor. We have one in favor. Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 132206? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion. Need some extra time to think about it?
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 132206 for Gary Lee for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property does not have unique physical conditions which have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. The applicant has failed to demonstrate that the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code and that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of that property. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. The variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood or will substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property or will be detrimental to the public welfare. The variance does not represent the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and the least modification of the regulation at issue.
A second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13206 has been denied.